BBC Radio Stoke. So, I don't know whether you caught it last night, EastEnders, this... Actually, it was an interesting note after the, I thought, quite moving scene, the final scene with Peggy Mitchell. They didn't play the no duffs, no theme. It's just the roll of honour, all the people who'd worked on the show. And I've got to say, hats off to Barbara Windsor for her portrayal. But was it right to do it that way anyway? If you missed it, basically what we got here is the scene where Barbara Windsor, she's been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and she decides to take matters into her own hands. Borrowing a little tip from, I think, Coronation Street, the ghost of her friend Pat Butcher, rocks up for this very moving final scene. You can hear her as well.
I just can't wait. You know, I'm being eaten alive and it hurts, and I can't wait. I don't want that to be me. No, I don't want to be that little old lady in the bed being looked after, knowing that people would say, oh, remember her, remember, yeah, Peggy Mitchell. Such a feisty one she was, and now she's all skin and bone and helpless. I will go, as I have lived, straight back, head high, like a queen. What do you reckon?
Not bad for a bottle blonde.
There you go, I want to go as I have lived, straight back. It's powerful. It's Peggy. That's Peggy, through and through. As an end, it doesn't surprise you if you know her character. What do you make of it, though? Did EastEnders get it wrong? 01782208008. Speak to Dr. Peter Saunders from Care Not Killing. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us. I can guess from the title of the organisation you represent that you're probably not a big fan of the way that was treated yesterday.
Well, I've been a big fan of EastEnders over the years, and it's good to see them dealing with these difficult issues. Good they consulted the Samaritans looking at it. Barbara Windsor, of course, is much loved, and the character Peggy Mitchell is really well known and valued. She's a great actress. But yes, we've got some real concerns about the way the program was done and the effect that it might have. I think, first of all, as a doctor who's dealt with many dying patients and many with breast cancer, any doctor seeing it would be amazed at how well Peggy looked. There was very little weight loss or anything, and concerned that it paints a false picture of what is actually the experience of the vast majority of people with cancer. We know that a very small number do commit suicide, but the fact is that 160,000 people will die of cancer in the UK this year, 12,000 of them from breast cancer. The overwhelming majority of them will not want to kill themselves or go ahead with that, and they will cope well with good care. And I think it was a bit of a missed opportunity, really, for the BBC to share with the nation the work that the army of volunteers, doctors, nurses, other health professionals who support people who die. So it was disproportionate that it was portraying it in this way, when in fact it's not the experience of the vast majority of people.
I mean, Peter, the responsibility of the makers of EastEnders, sure, is not to be irresponsible, but their first responsibility is to be true to the character, surely. And Barbara, you know, she was all about life. And if that was her conclusion, is that not a valid storyline?
Yeah, she's a feisty lady, and it may have been consistent with her character. But I do think there are actually real dangers as well as misrepresenting what the situation is for the majority of people. And the danger is that you can end up normalising, glamorising, or even sensationalising suicide. And I'll tell you what the danger with that is. And there's been a huge amount of research done on this, into the whole issue of suicide contagion. And the World Health Organization has very clear international guidelines on suicide portrayal for media, based on a whole series of published studies, and about what can lead to imitative behavior in other people. And our concern is that the portrayal last night pretty much broke every one of the international guidelines. It's language which sensationalizes or normalizes it, which presents it as a solution to life's problems, particularly videos, celebrities, suicides, and so on. It's got a real danger.
So the other danger, though, is that we pretend this is not a thing. We it's not normalizing, perhaps, to show that this is a thing that and a decision that some people take. I mean, if I can quote Dignitas's website, Dignitas, of course, the assisted dying facilitators based in Switzerland, they say it is the last human right. They describe it in those passionate terms. Do you give them any credence for that opinion at all?
Well, are we talking about suicide here, or
well, as they describe assisted dying?
Things, aren't they? Okay. Yeah.
But the end is the same.
Yes, but I mean,
choice is the same, isn't it?
But this was not a program about assisted suicide. It was a program about suicide.
Forgive me, a lot of people see that as a technical difference. I know that it's at the heart of what you're saying, but at the end of the day, it's a choice, and the result is the same.
Well, the fact of the matter is that in the overwhelming majority of cases of suicide, the effects on those loved ones and others who are left behind is quite devastating. And this is why media outlets need to be so careful in the way they portray it, that they don't show it as a solution to problems. And we know that the BBC has a track record, sadly, in a hugely disproportionate number of programs which present suicide or assisted suicide as a solution to life's problems.
Okay, well, give me an example then. Of the bad track record, as you put it.
Short Stay in Switzerland would be one. The Richard Dimbleby lecture, Shaking Hands with Death. BBC's Midlands coverage of Ray Gosling's smothering his former lover. The Choosing to Die program of Terry Pratchett. Simon's Choice.
So you're saying we should sweep these real life decisions under the carpet?
No, what I'm saying is that two things. First of all, that when the BBC is portraying cases of cancer, they should do it in a balanced way that matches the real experience of people, and they should show solutions to cancer and suffering and pain. I mean, the vast majority of people with cancer do not have pain that's difficult to control. I mean, that was another misconception. There are ways of dealing with suicide on the media which are actually very helpful, showing how people cope positively with suicidal feelings, showing how the intervention of others made a difference. We're just calling for some balance in this area.
Because
it's really dangerous.
Peter, on that score, are you not perhaps firing your first salvo too soon? Because, of course, we will see the after effects of this suicide. We'll probably see the trauma and destruction it causes.
Yes, and it will be very interesting to see how the BBC handles that. And I think it is a great opportunity for them in the follow-up to this to show actually what it's like for the vast majority of people. And we'll be watching very carefully to see whether, approving of this as a life decision whether it's portraying it with reality.
I'll have to move on. It's been great to have you on. Just one quick question. Are you surprised that Samaritans have been involved with this?
No. I think it was good that the BBC asked their advice and that, as I say, we commend them for doing that, because groups like this should be consulted.
Good to have you on.
Yeah, all the best.
There you go. Dr. Peter Sanders from Care Not Killing. Very strong views. And also his assertion that the BBC has a pretty, in his view, shoddy track record on this score. But your thoughts are what I want to know. Your opinion, your views. 01782 208 008. Did he?